Okay, let's go from a poisonous and divisive domestic issue to an equally intractable issue overseas. It's the troubled U.S. relationship with Pakistan. Things got a little better last week. Pakistan reopened the route through its territory that is used to supply U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. That prompted speculation about fixing the other constant irritants in a vital partnership. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Islamabad.
Pakistan closed its border to NATO resupply trucks because a U.S. operation in the mountains close to Afghanistan last November killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. Pakistan wanted an apology. The U.S. refused, so Pakistan shut down the resupply operation. Last week, after intense talks, two border crossings were reopened. Pakistan's ambassador in Washington, Sheri Rehman, was at the center of the negotiations, and afterward, she called it a moment of great opportunity for the two nations.
And now that it's resolved to both sides' satisfaction, I would think that we could use this time and space to build on convergences, and there are many differences that we have been able to narrow in the last few months.
Secretary of State Clinton, who also was at the center of the negotiations, was more candid about the hard questions, as she put it, that remain.
I've said many times that this is a challenging but essential relationship. It remains so, and I have no reason to believe it will not continue to raise hard questions for us both.
There are several hard questions at the moment that have been impossible to resolve. One is the U.S. drone attacks against militant units inside Pakistan. The Pakistani government says it wants them to stop, although it's widely believed the government really wants access to the intelligence the CIA uses to choose targets for the missiles the drones carry. Pakistanis of all stripes hate the drone attacks, says retired Lieutenant General Salim Haider.
You can't undertake unilateral attacks on Pakistan soil and say that you are friends of Pakistan and we are the non-NATO ally, and there is a contradiction in this.
Even more difficult is the issue of the Haqqani Network, a pro-Taliban and pro-Al-Qaeda insurgent group that finds sanctuary in northwest Pakistan and crosses the border freely to attack U.S. and NATO forces. The U.S. believes this group is essentially a subsidiary of Pakistani intelligence. This problem cannot be resolved to the satisfaction of the U.S., says Pakistani analyst Aisha Sadiqa.
Here is an issue of strategic divergence. I mean, we don't want, the Pakistani government does not want to pursue and kill Haqqani and his network. Simple as that.
Here in Pakistan, these divergences are deeply felt, and they've given rise to intense anti-Americanism. Witness a protest of thousands this week and a march from Lahore to Islamabad. In Lahore, a few days ago, many protesters called for closing the border to NATO resupply convoys once again and for jihad against the U.S.
We believe that the NATO supplies are against the interests of Pakistan, against the interests of the Muslims, and against the interests of Islam, and against the interests of Afghanistan also.
At the same time, there is deep suspicion here that Pakistan's government is actually colluding with the Americans. Pakistanis believe there is public posturing, and then there is something else that goes on in private, notes Asim Sajjad, professor of history at Qaidi Asim University here in Islamabad.
Most Pakistanis are clear that, you know, the Americans do what they do in and around this country, not in spite of the Pakistani leadership, but with the consent of the Pakistani leadership.
Sajjad believes under these circumstances, the U.S. will always have the upper hand. One senior American official says this is a relationship that really matters. Military and intelligence cooperation need real reinvigoration. Whether the two sides are capable of bringing that off is another of those hard questions. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Islamabad.